What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, July 27th. I'm Pastor James Levesque. You are now listening to Engage Heaven Today. I want to thank you for tuning in today, making us a part of your day. We're heading in through the week now, right? It's Wednesday. We are traveling personally to San Diego, so we're going to be speaking Friday night. Join us. I believe it's Grace Family Church in San Marcos with my good friend Jeremy Nelson. That's going to be Friday night. We're going to jump in. Today's is called Endure. Endure. Scripture's found in John 16, verse 33. Says, "These things I have spoken to you, that you in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world." Life happens. There's pain, tragedy, trauma, violations. It's life. This is not heaven. Don't get too attached. And don't look at difficulties as a sign that you've done something wrong, because those challenges may be happening because God wants to do something great. If God's allowing you to go through a hardship or a trial, then inside your trial, you will find power and anointing to overcome, as well as a crown in heaven. Where there's sickness, God wants to bring healing. If there's depression, God wants to pour out joy. God's going to reveal himself. Nothing just happens. It's so important. There are no accidents in the kingdom. Your life is by design. See the bigger picture and realize that breakthrough is around the corner and you are in the right place. If we truly believe that he loves us and we're his beloved children, then we should act like it. Further thought of engaging heaven. How does a child act? How does a child of God act when trouble comes? This has always been fascinating to me. How you handle trials reveal a lot about, like, what nature you believe about God on the inside of you, right? Do you know how many people, I've been pastoring a good little minute here. Do you know how many people come up to me and they're like, you know, this is happening in my life. You know, what am I doing wrong? Or, you know, this challenge is here. Why is this happening? You know, did I let a door in? And a lot of people think like that, you know, when there's challenges and difficulties. The lie is, you know, I let some door in. What am I doing wrong? You know, is God upset? Whatever, you know, all those kind of crazy lies come in. But the reality is there's none of it's true, right? Could something bad be happening in your life because a door came in? Absolutely. Like, there's no question about it. But most of the time when you're going through something, it's not because, you know, I'm talking to the righteous Christian, right? It's not because you did something wrong. And that's a lie we have to dispel in our head. The truth is, when you serve God and you love God, when difficulties come, probably a sign you're in the right place, right? When you go through challenges, the Bible says to rejoice when you go through hardships, which brings me to the book of Acts. When I think of Acts chapter 2, right, as Holy Spirit-filled believers, we value the power of God. We value Pentecost, you know, all that happened that day. And what I think is a far misunderstood benefit of Pentecost is, you know, yes, we have power to witness, right? Of course. I believe there's a power to live a holy life, right? And to step out and do what God's called you to do. But one of the most non-seen benefits of Pentecost in Acts 2 was a power to endure. And look, you see a lack of miracles on this earth because of people not connecting to the power source. And you see a far greater lack of endurance on this earth because of the same reason. One of the powers and the benefits of Pentecost and the cross is a power to endure. And that means when you go through situations and you go through trials, you have a power to overcome. You have a power to endure. There's something in you that locks in and pulls on heaven and, you know, just breaks through to the other side, so to speak. And so one thing I want to believe for today is that your endurance for trials just it you're, you know, that power in you to overcome raises a bit, right? And you're not going through situations and wondering why. People that are really connected to the Lord don't ask why, right? That's a question you just don't. That's like an orphan question. You don't really ask why. You're always in a place of expectation. You're even when you feel like you're down, you're not, right? That you are. We are constantly, as His children, being prepared for greater, right? Being prepared and positioned for greater glory. This is what this life is. It's never a moment that you're gonna like turn around and go, "Oh man, I've arrived somewhere." No, you haven't. Like, since we are receiving, the Bible says, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And so you have to believe today that your life is by design and nothing just happens. And that means if I find myself here in the island of Oahu today, I've been ministering to people as God brings them my way, right? That means if you're on a park bench in the Bronx, nothing just happens. Like, you are, I used to tell the prayer warriors this. There's a throne zone around you, right? Just draw a circle around your life. We call that the throne zone. And that means wherever this throne zone, you know, the glory of God, the throne of God, wherever this throne zone goes, heaven goes with it. So that doesn't mean if I find myself in a difficult situation, then I start looking and responding as if that throne zone's not there, right? You have been called by God to overcome. And today, as we go through endure, I want you to be mindful that there's a power in you to go through everything you're going to face today. That's it for today. We love you guys so much. So grateful for you. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. If you want to follow us, pick up the devotional, read along with us, join us every day as we go through our devotions together. All right? For further thoughts, link up with my Instagram, my Facebook. I drop little videos most days about this subject because we're going through it together. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you, as always, for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.